Good morning. Bert English actually was unable to attend the conference, so I'll be filling in for him today. My name is Daniel Mooney. I'm a research associate at the University of Tennessee, and I'll be talking about precision farming survey sponsored by Cotton Incorporated that we conducted over the past year. And this is the third survey. Surveys were also conducted in 2001 and 2005. So we're going to look at the results from the 2009 survey and also look a little bit at the trends that have occurred over the course of these three surveys. This is the same data set that Dayton Lambert spoke about earlier. It's a multi-state project. The survey is currently conducted in 12 states, and there are six universities participating in the working group. Here's a list of the universities and their members. As I mentioned, I have two objectives for today. The first objective is really to kind of show you guys the data that we received from the survey, and this is just the data as the respondents gave it to us. It's not weighted, so if you want to keep that in mind. And then also to explore the changes that have occurred since 2000 to 2008. A little bit about the survey. We received the mailing list from the Cotton Board. There were about 14,000 addresses originally, and we removed, some experiment stations, as many kind of non-farmers as we could. We mailed questionnaires twice, and this figure here really shows the value of that second mailing. After the first mailing, our response rate was about 8%, and when we went back and sent the survey out again, we got a big boost. So it was worth our time and effort and money to to do that. I think this figure kind of makes that very clear. The overall response rate was 12.5%, and those were usable surveys. And this table shows the number of cotton farmers as given in the census with the number of cotton farmers that we surveyed. You can see that they're very close. So we really, had almost as close to a true population frame as we could get. I think most of the states were within about 100 farmers. And the cotton farmer surveys, that we removed the numbers that reported that they did not grow cotton or had retired. So these are people who we believe are still producing cotton in these states. And the response rate varied a little bit. Some of the states, Arkansas and Missouri, had lower response rates. Other states, Mississippi, had very high response rates. So we'll have to deal with that, with some of the weighting process that Dayton Lambert talked about earlier. And the figure shows the response rates by county. And so I think the yellow is the, I think under five response, or I guess one, up to the dark blue is over 40 per county. So you can see where the responses came from, kind of along the coastal plains from Virginia down through Mississippi, or I guess Alabama, and parts of Texas, and then the Delta region. And there were two previous surveys. The 2001 survey only included six states. So when I show you the data that goes back to 2000, I'm really only looking at those six states. And in 2005, we included 11 states. So basically all of the states that we surveyed in 2009 except Texas. So in this most recent survey, we included Texas. We're just scratching the surface with this data set. So I'm just going to present some overall statistics to kind of give you guys a feel of what we've been seeing. And I think over the next year, we'll be really looking more into each of these definitions and categories and beginning the empirical research. Today, I'm just going to present some of the means that we've received, the survey data means. Respondents were defined as precision farming adopters based on their response to three different questions. If they used any type of information gathering technology, we counted them as an adopter. If they used a variable rate management decision, we counted them as an adopter. And if they used GPS guidance, we counted them as an adopter. Among respondents, 63% reported using at least one of those technology from at least one of those categories. And then 35% overall had reported using at least one information gathering technology, 22% took at least one variable rate management decision, and almost 50% had reported some form of GPS guidance, which was surprising to us. And the figure shows how the producers combined to use these technologies. So about in the light blue color, it shows about 26%, you know, reported using information gathering technology, also using that information to go ahead and make a variable rate decision, and reported using GPS guidance. And about a third of producers use GPS guidance but without any other technologies. This figure summarizes the information gathering technology that was reported in the 2009 survey. The information gathering technologies we asked about are listed along the bottom axis. And on the left-hand side is the percent of information gathering technology adopters that reported using these. So you can see zone soil sampling and grid soil sampling. If you look at the vertical orange bar, about 30% of the information gathering technology adopters reported using those. And then yield monitoring and aerial imaging were kind of the third and fourth most reported technologies used. And the technologies are organized from left to right based on the average number of years that producers reported using these technologies. So there's like a white crossbar on each of those graphs. And the horizontal bar is kind of the average time that each of these technologies was reported used. So, you know, it seems like producers started using zone soil sampling and aerial imaging. You know, they've been using those technologies the longest, whereas electrical conductivity, yield monitoring are fairly more recent technologies that have been adopted. This figure shows, kind of summarizes the variable rate management decisions that were reported. The variable rate decisions are reported along the vertical axis, and then the percent of variable rate technology adopters are shown along the bottom axis. So among people who reported making a variable rate management decision, you know, almost, I think over 90% did so with fertilizers. And that's a broad category. Growth regulators, drainage, harvest aids were also very common variable rate management decisions made by the cotton producers who responded. The individual colors within the bars show, you know, what proportion of people, for example, what proportion of producers who applied fertilizers at variable rates did so using a yield monitor, which is the largest group. Also aerial satellite imaging, handheld GPS units, green seeker, and electrical conductivity. And really, the yield monitor seems to be the most commonly used for most of these decisions. For a few of them, as we'd expect, the growth regulators, harvest aids, aerial satellite imaging was widely used. But really, for most of these decisions, all of these information gathering technologies were used by at least a few producers. This figure summarizes the use of guidance. you can see that the GPS auto steer was the most widely used, also light bar. And a few people said other guidance systems, and I haven't gone through to see what their kind of written responses were. And then the bottom part of that figure shows, you know, what field operations are they using GPS guidance for. So spraying was the most common. Planting and tillage were also close. You know, over 20% of the people were using GPS guidance for those operations. So now, with the remaining time, I'll look at some of the trends that we've seen over the last 8 years. These are the precision farming adoption rates. And here, we're looking at information gathering technology adopters and variable rate management adopters only. So this does not include GPS guidance. and in 2000, we had 6 states that were included in the survey, and all of those states, under 30% of the respondents were classified as precision farming adopters. 2004, you know, there's an increase in adoption in all of those states. In 2008, there's also an increase in adoption in all of those states. But you can see the jump from 2000 to 2004 is a lot bigger than 2004 to 2008. So we might be seeing, you know, a traditional diffusion curve, you know, where there's kind of slow adoption initially, and then it speeds up to a point and it begins to taper off again. And the adoption rates were the highest in Missouri, Louisiana, and lowest in Florida. And I think by 2008, it looks like almost all the states, over 50% of respondents reported using precision farming technologies. This figure shows some of the change in the information gathering technologies that were used. And this looks at the 11 states surveyed in 2005 and 2009, so it does not include Texas. Zone soil sampling, grid soil sampling, yield monitor, you can see there was an increase. So the yellow bars are the 2004 results, and the kind of reddish are the 2008. So there's an increase in those, whereas the other information gathering technologies were used by a smaller proportion of adopters in this most recent survey. And again, these are just the means, so there's probably some variation. We haven't looked if there's a statistical difference, and we'll be doing that here, and hopefully have some more results over the next year. This is a similar slide for the variable rate management decision, and I'm just giving two examples with the yield monitor and with the aerial satellite imaging. So with the yield monitor, it was really pretty remarkable how the different variable rate decisions were. They're basically identical between 2008 and 2004. You know, the fertility and lime variable rate decisions were the most widely reported, drain and seeding, but there really wasn't much of a change. With the aerial and satellite imagery, now we begin to see some changes where more people are using that data for fertility and lime decisions, and the drainage decision dropped off, and so did the harvest aid decision. So that's something that we'll be investigating in the future too. GPS guidance, this probably showed the largest change from 2004 to 2008. In 2004, you can see the overwhelming majority, almost three quarters of the respondents reported using light bar, and auto steer was a very, a much more narrow category of adopters. In 2008, we see auto steer really kind of coming on, and also people who reported using both light bar and auto steer systems increased. So that's really been one of the largest changes we've seen. And we have some additional questions about these that I'm not presenting today, and we'll be looking into kind of each of these categories, each of these technologies we'll be looking at more in depth this year with this working group we have. And this is the use of GPS guidance systems by field operation. And so spraying was the most commonly reported field operation, but you can see from 2004 to 2008, it remained pretty constant. About 80% of GPS guidance adopters used it for spraying. But what's kind of come on is the planting and tillage use of the GPS guidance for those field operations. So I thought that was kind of an interesting result to show. We got a couple minutes left, so I'll just kind of cover a few conclusions. Overall, we saw an increase in precision farming adoption rates. In 2000, they were below 30%, and by 2008, for most states, they were over 50%. And GPS guidance system showed the largest increase from 2004 to 2008, particularly auto steer, and then the increased use of guidance for planting and tillage operations, jumped out as kind of potential drivers for that increase in adoption. And the information gathering technology and variable rate management also increased overall, but that increase, it was kind of followed the same proportion of people using it for the different decisions. That remained pretty constant. So it's kind of a summary. And as I mentioned, we're really just starting to scratch the surface of this data set. We have 3 years, and the data set has, I think, 500 variables or something. So we got a lot of work ahead of us for this year, but this was kind of an attempt just to characterize some of the data that we've received up to this point and where we are with the analysis. And again, we just acknowledge Cotton Incorporated for their assistance, and also the land grant universities of the co-authors. So, and I can answer a few questions or take some comments if there are any.
Okay. Thank you.